You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please for them trick and squeeze. I'm getting cream, never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hated when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages, all foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsta move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word, I don't say a word. Was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga, hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought a ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was rented? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on his Venice. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type can of men casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I pull with me, don't fuck around, no joke, no. All I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. Nick two-door made back, with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you get me in your rat, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life in my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, like on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces, I'm the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that flop. I'm the same nigga from Birch Street with them neck braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on E. They gon' remember me, like they remember me. So much money out your prison turning your enemy. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks, they go for 40, ain't no 10 the key. Hold up, broke niggas turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave, they ain't dumb, pretty hoes gon' still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.
Woo! Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions.
And we are the Diamond Crew. Hey guys, you're tuned into the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Welcome back.
Hey
welcome
y'all.
Back. We here, we here.
We live in the building.
Oh yeah, yo.
You know.
Talking
feeling
about
good,
shit.
Feeling great.
Literally. Literal
that's
shit.
That's what we do, man. That's what we do. We talk about
yo,
shit.
That's funny. Y'all, so the question of the day, and I'm going to give y'all all fucking podcasts to think about this answer.
Okay.
All right? You came up with it too, B.
Me?
It was on our pre-podcast phone call.
Oh, okay.
That's our... prepared we are.
The question of the day is, are we going to send our kids back to public schools with the Delta variant hitting the street? If y'all could see the cringe going through the room.
Man, I wish it'd be good if we had like a little spin camera.
God damn.
I already ground my teeth at night.
Oh my God.
Oh, you do. Yes,
that's
you
the
do.
Question of the day. So I'm going to give y'all to the end of the podcast to think about that, and we're going to come back and revisit
right.
this topic.
That's
okay.
going to be a good
all
topic.
Right?
That's, man,
we,
man,
that's how we end then.
Right.
You got to make a decision here.
Oh, my goodness.
On live, right now.
And let everybody know.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're going to talk about this damn new variant that done hit the streets.
It's out there.
It don't pulled up on you. It don't pulled up.
Running rampant.
It don't pulled up on us.
Damn.
That new Delta variant. Are you guys prepared? Are you protecting yourselves, Black America? Are you protecting yourselves? I know you got your little shots, some of you. Most of us, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you got your little shots, and I know you feel like, you know, you're good and you're protected. But do you know that it doesn't protect you at a 99% level? Wear your fucking mask. Wear your fucking mask.
Yes. Mask up, people.
Fucking mask.
Wash your hands.
Wash.
Wash your motherfucking
please.
Hands.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Yes.
Lord.
I don't think we can say it enough.
I don't think we can. Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Mask up.
Okay.
Save your life. Save your neighbor life.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Order from your favorite restaurant. Just order to go. Order to go.
It seemed like every year we're going to have to just get ready to do this.
Yeah.
It seemed like this is about to just be the regular.
Like this is like going back to school almost.
Yeah. Like we come out for like 2 months and then we go back in.
I don't know, but all I know is that the news outlet is doing a great job at making people think that everything is all right.
They are.
And they making everybody think that, you know, go back. That's that Trump shit.
I don't everybody understand
back,
because it ain't even the campaign
everybody
year.
Everybody go back to normal, normalize
no,
this shit.
It ain't normal.
But do y'all know that the Delta variant is now in the streets, y'all? It's here. It's live at 5. And your little vaccinations aren't protecting you.
No.
Protect yourself.
Wear your mask.
Okay? We're going to get, you got some hashtag Delta variant COVID.
Oh, man, too many of them.
Too many? Just give me some of your best ones.
Now, of course, there are people out there who feel like getting a shot does save them, which I can say like you just said,
mm-hmm.
you could catch it even if you have the vaccine. So it's kind of like a 50-50 toss-up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
right,
like, hell, you don't know. You don't know what you're putting in your body, and you don't know what's out in these streets.
Just
so,
a little rush and relax.
Yeah.
It's like unprotected sex.
So you
right.
mean to tell me it's like putting one bullet in a
in
revolver.
And just letting it go.
And just rolling
let
it.
Let it be a rock.
And then hitting that trick on your head.
Just let it be a rock.
My bad, because you was giving out some good info. What'd you say? Can you please continue? Because, golly.
It's shocking.
Golly.
It's shocking. Hit me with another Delta variant quote.
So, okay, so Candace Owens. Everybody's familiar with Candace Owens, right?
Oh,
right?
God,
some people love us, some people hate us. Me, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. But shout out to you, girl.
Me too.
So she tweeted not too long ago, about 2 days ago. She said, mainstream media is saying that the Delta variant is ravaging America due to the unvaccinated. Then she said, serious question. Do you guys know a single unvaccinated person personally who has been diagnosed with the variant? Then she said, I do not know. Well, she basically said, I don't know one, but I'm looking to speak with or interview one of these people. So what do y'all feel? Y'all remember when COVID first started and hospitals were upping their numbers, making it worse than what it is. That's what she's trying to allege is going on. They're blaming the unvaccinated people, but
they were stacking the numbers.
There's no proof. Mm. Get it?
That's the normal around this motherfucker. The CDC was saying all that shit last year about the tests. Was there any proof?
No, but I felt the same way too because I was like, yo, this COVID going around, I don't know nobody with it. Then Rail caught it. So I was like, oh. I was like, okay. I was like, it's real. I know it's out there. It's real.
Well, hello.
Hello. Okay. Then they said my husband tested positive. But, you know, that's a whole nother theory right there.
That kind of threw us off too, though. You know, for me having it to him saying that, them saying he had it, but
that was a whole nother theory.
He feel nothing.
Now you got a whole nother variant that they say is killing America.
Right.
So what y'all think?
And they said it's instant. Like, right?
They said that
there's no 14-day incubation period.
Right.
They said it feels like a slight cold.
And
you know,
it's
how many people live in the world
and get
on the edge like me who has allergies and as soon as you forget to take your pill,
so you
like, oh, shit.
How can you tell?
I think I'm dying every day.
Yo, we came back from South Padre.
I be on Google like, Google, am I dying?
Yo, we came back from South Padre. JoJo had a runny nose. I was like, okay, let's see what this is. Next morning, runny nose is green. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, okay. Then I started giving him medicine. I started giving him elderberry. I started giving him all the natural shit I could, right? Mm-hmm. He got better real fast. Then the girls got sick.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, shit. Then I got sick. So I protected Jose. You welcome, baby. I got you. I protected him because I was like, I don't know what this shit is, but it ended up being just a little cold.
I protected myself.
No. I was spraying Lysol every 2 minutes. I told him to sleep on the opposite end of the bed because I had JoJo in the bed with us. Meanwhile, JoJo coughing all in my damn bed.
Yo, was just sharing it.
She said, baby, if you want us to sleep the
my
other
baby
way.
Got
to
get up and go to work.
Because I already knew he was going to get me sick because that's usually how it happens. If he coughed in my face.
Game
over. So
but
I
that's my baby, and I had to take care of him.
All week,
so.
Exactly. And I couldn't take that to work and then get somebody else sick.
No, I didn't want him to get sick because I was like, yo, I was like, I need, like, hey, he's the provider of the house.
But, I mean,
he got to be good.
It was not COVID for y'all, that y'all just came in.
No,
on the
it was
camp.
A head cold.
Y'all just started.
And I'm hoarse because my daughter plays basketball on Saturdays, and I be yelling. So I keep losing my voice every time we do a podcast.
Look, just start listening, you know what I mean?
But anywho, so I basically, that's
cold.
The way I felt. That shit spread in the house, and I made sure that it stopped at a certain point. But just think about it. If COVID is spreading faster than that, I'm scared of it.
I'm scared, too.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, people out here living life, right.
Because they find
it. Motherfuckers out here thinking that life is good.
They like, look, we've been locked up. They probably thinking, like, we've been locked up.
Nope,
we finally back
not.
Out.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
We are masked up everywhere. We went to go ride go-karts. The OCD in me was giving everybody bleach wipes to wipe off the steering wheel.
Well, yeah,
like,
we're taking the precautions.
I'm not playing.
We're taking the precautions. We need to go back to basically lock up. I'm about to close the door, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yo, it's this Kermit quote going around saying that the Rona about to have more strands than marijuana.
Yo.
I'm telling you.
Yo. As he sips his milk.
Right. And the motherfucker will tell you anything. Oh, this is Cookie
that's
Planet. You know, the drug dealer will tell you anything.
Yo, that's funny shit.
You know what I mean? Strands of marijuana it is? It's too many. It's too many. They say, they be like, this is this. You be like, what? Really?
Your nerves bad.
What do y'all think Biden is going to do about this new strand that's running rampant out here in these streets?
Man. He better do something.
Look,
he needs to do it now.
He better not handle it like Trump handled
exactly.
it. He better not wait till it's too motherfucking late. You better move quickly because your whole presidential, all 4 of his years, His whole term is going to be categorized by how he handled
right now.
Right now.
That's true.
Because if this is planning on, this variant is planning on killing more triple the amount of people that it did last time, he should be acting now.
Yeah.
So
if we know this information, that means he knows this information. So if he knows this information, that means shit should be getting shut down at a federal level, trickering down to local, state and local government.
Do you think mask mandates should be back up?
It should have been back up soon as they found out that Delta variant hit the street.
Yes, I agree.
Soon it hit the street, it should have been out.
So you, I just got a quick question.
What's up?
Because I don't know for sure. Maybe I do. But if Biden put in an order that's like, you know, like an order on this, because, you know, like a lot of governors are not listening to what he says.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't Republican care. Governors are not. They
so
don't
what
care.
Do you, so what can he make? What can he change? I mean, what can he do? Because
Biden can make it a mandate. And
David ain't doing
it.
He ain't following nothing. Right.
Biden can put a mandate, though. If he puts a mandate, governors have to follow that. The
and
mandate.
If they don't, there's going to be something.
It would be consequences. They have to. If he was to mandate it,
federal
they have it. Exactly. They would have to.
Well, I hope it happens because they're not following shit.
But yeah, it needs to happen. And it needs to happen like yesteryear.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit have you wildin'. Last minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Making up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your wild side, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. I wanna drive you crazy. Pull up inside me, baby, boy. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, and maybes. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't no hold up on that shit, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shot, I'm impatient. This type shit have you wildin'. Last minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. Can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your wild side, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you're right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I like. No, I need it more than just one time. Two times, a few times. You know that I need it from me, baby, right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I like. I'm putting it over time.
Watch, bust me down, on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my take and I want it now, ow. Tell me how you want it, put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet, I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie, drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave, boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink toes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
I am making my children problem solvers. So the simplest stuff that I know the answers to, I just be like, figure it out. Right. I could have gave him the answer, but if he go figure out a solution to his problem and he come back to me like, Ma, this is the solution. Mm-hmm. You gonna help me? I'm down.
Right.
I'll spend my money. I'll do what needs to be done because you went, had a problem, solved the problem, came to me with a solution.
Right.
You may not had the money or, you know, to figure out, to finish your solution, but that's where I step in at. But I let you do the thinking. I let your brain figure that out on your own, and you're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to know next time I got a problem, maybe let me try and figure it out first before I go mess with her.
Right.
You're giving them independence. You're giving them some shit that other people ain't get.
Yep. And they should learn it from their parents.
If not us, then who?
Exactly.
That's sure lost.
You think these teachers and other people
especially not for our brown babies.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely
not for our brown babies. They don't care.
They
want to see them fail.
Make your child great.
Oh, my God. Damn. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Exactly.
They get pleasure out of that shit. That's the crazy shit.
Yep. So we gotta
bulls me.
That's why a lot of us is doing a lot of moves, and I'm talking about a lot of business moves.
Yeah, we got to.
A lot of people is doing that's the way they're going. I mean, not everybody just sitting here. A lot of people are opening business, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the route they're going.
You better jump on board because it's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way.
Be your own damn boss.
Yep.
Fuck out of here.
So I've been teaching these niggas this shit for years. I've been telling y'all about stop being hinged.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Take your chains off. Knock your chains off. Free yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I be telling him to jump every day. Mm-hmm. I be like, babe, we'll figure it out.
She do tell me to jump.
I be like, jump off the ledge. I'm good. I'm cool.
She like, stay asleep for 2 hours. I be like, I'll be late.
And what I say?
Stay asleep.
Won't they survive without you?
Yeah, they will. But you know, I got to bring
because
that little,
guess what? If you kill yourself because you exhausted driving to work, tomorrow they're going to replace you with another unit.
Yeah, that company's still going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, you know, let me tell you what
you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I've been saying this a lot. I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you how depressed I was during the week. You know, my wife know, dog. But the realest shit I took out of what you said, you making another motherfucker rich.
Mm-hmm. He's preaching to you, and I preach to him.
Bro, when you said that to me,
but it's true, G.
Yo, I went home and I was so fucking depressed.
We're making a rich, and then they can still tell us what to do.
I'm sitting here listening to fucking Meek, and then I'm getting more depressed. You know what I'm like, yo.
But you shouldn't let that get you depressed. You should let that motivate you, baby.
Yeah,
let that motivate you.
He had to pick me up the next day talking about, G, we're going to get our CDLs, man. We're going to get our CDLs. He gave me
like y'all already
like
had them. Y'all
like,
already know what
you know
to
what
do.
Man?
You know?
But
it's so easy for him to go get it back again if he want it. Like, it's nothing for him to do it.
What's going to happen? It's going to fucking happen.
It's just so hard. Sometimes, you know, you sit here and you be like, I went to UTI, but I was telling G how, like, my little bit of a storyline before I went to UTI. You know, I used to work for Continental Airlines. I'm just going to put this out there. And I'm sitting there working for the animal department. You know what I'm saying? I hit like one of those 360s. I just looked inside of my van. I seen these animals. I'm ready to drop them off on an air flight and everything. And I'm like, I've been working at this place for about 2 years. I'm making $11.88.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
And I started at 9:50.
How you going?
Damn.
God damn.
This was back in what?
This was back in 2005.
How you gonna survive off $11?
That year I graduated.
I'm serious.
Times was good back then.
I'm telling you, 9:50.
Dollar stretch.
9:50 to 11:88.
You ain't lying about that.
But then again, I was sitting and I'm like, man, I worked in cargo. Let me make it clear. I worked in cargo for Continental Airlines. So I deal on the quick pack area with animals. That's where I worked at, in that department. So I'm sitting there in a van where I basically just move, like I pick up animals from a flight and drop them off with another flight connection. I take them back to cargo. So I'm just sitting there one day. I just had a moment. I was just like, yo, like, is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And I said, you know what, man, I got to do something else. But even though I did that other, you know, I went to UTI, got a job and all that. Now I'm like sitting here sitting after a while, like, man, 10 years in or 11 years in, whatever years in, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I don't, I'm hitting a brick wall again. I'm like, is this all I'm going to do for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like another...
still doing the same shit.
There's another chapter that's trying to open up in my life that I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm here to help you, my black brother.
You know what I'm saying?
You ready?
There's another chapter that needs to open up.
Let's go.
Straight up. That's what I'm seeing.
Come on over to the entrepreneur life.
We've been doing this 10 years and we're still in the same spot. That means we need to shake the spot up.
Yeah,
we need to move on and figure it out.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. But you know, that's why I went home so damn depressed. Like, I was like, yo, like, a master mechanic, went to school, did all that. You know what I mean? I'm put out. I was telling my pops, my father-in-law today, put out. Man, gee, this hit me today while I was talking to him. I was like, we put out a piece of equipment that cost more than $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Between
more than $1 million.
Two master mechanics and little, how you say, golfers, you would say?
Yeah, golfers.
Yeah, you, people that you tell
that.
Like, do this, do this. We're telling other individuals, hey, do this, put this machine together that costs anywhere between, I don't, like, 700,000 to 1.2, anywhere from there, that range?
Yeah.
Estimating?
And they can go even higher.
And then you still get lowballed by your balls, and you're getting pennies.
But Tiff, we did the math.
Do the math.
Oh, so after I had this conversation with you, you went to your brother and had the conversation.
We be having moments at work talking about shit.
I was the moment, okay? I'm the moment every day up in this motherfucker. I'm the moment. I was the moment. I sparked your moment. I told him how much y'all should be getting paid off these damn jobs. Imagine.
They not paying y'all
worth. But let me tell you,
right?
Let me tell you what this is. And in reality, I don't want to say it like this. And I know people, you know, anybody that's hearing out there, they'll be saying, well, you're earning a paycheck, right?
Nah,
fuck
that. That
ain't the goal.
What this is to me is more like, because when you still get, like, talked to, and like, I'm talking about the experience of stuff that we have experienced in this type of field. You know what I'm saying? And especially being this type of color.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, being this color. Yeah,
dark
being black.
Skin.
Black.
You know,
don't say this color.
Brown.
They can't see you.
Brown.
Black.
Whatever.
They can't.
Being in this type of
still
field,
a good color.
We've
the
been dealing
color.
With and being in it, it's like
the best color.
It's like no matter what you do, if you put out good quality, whatever, it doesn't matter. You don't get. Yeah, you're getting paid, but at the end of the day,
you ain't getting paid what you're worth.
You ain't gaining nothing.
Nothing.
You living through life with what you're gaining. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you with the type
paycheck.
Of knowledge that you have, you really it's really you know what it, to me what it is. In my mind, the way I'm looking at it, and all this racism bullshit
hush
that's been going
money.
On, this is uniform slavery.
It
this is.
Is
what it is.
It is
uniform slavery. That's
of
what
course.
I look at.
Of course,
it's uniform slavery. That's what it is.
Where you been?
That's what it is.
Welcome to America.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because
man.
In
it's
reality,
like, it's crazy. It's like
in reality, if you put, we just you say, if you put your, if I could do that, and I'm able to, if I was able to own like property and do all that, I could do the same thing in on your own and make that type of money that they, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
If you're able to own it in your personal life, you should be able to do it in your business life.
Yes.
And I've been trying
exactly.
to tell
yes.
you that.
Exactly.
But you don't have to be chained. You don't have to be chained.
Entrepreneurship.
It's the way. It's some stuff that I can tell you that'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
I already blew your wife's mind today. What's next? You ready?
But
come over to the dark side of entrepreneurship.
But you know
and
what?
Learn something.
But let me tell you something.
Make your own money.
But let me tell you something. I think that there's a lot of ways to be a hustler.
There's a lot of avenues.
If you learn something out of job, that means that you can implement that in yourself and make and
turn it into a business.
And turn it into a business to yourself.
Yeah.
In reality, that's just being a hustler. I mean, cooking burgers, you can start cooking your own damn burgers, sell them. If you're doing this, you can do
break
this yourself. You get what I'm saying?
That's
you do it for yourself.
If you're selling clothes and you're advertising clothes, hey, you like this, that, you can do that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
He about to make me shout up in here.
In reality, if you work at a place where you're selling Sunday, open up your own damn business on Sunday.
Use that knowledge to your own advantage.
Yo, that's
don't be afraid
that's
to jump.
Man, what the hell's going on in this room?
You guys.
A podcast.
You guys.
The Demon
It's
the Diamond Crew podcast.
For sure.
You're tired of making somebody else rich.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
tired of making us rich.
That's exactly what I told my wife. I told her I'm tired.
It comes a point in time where you get tired.
Yeah.
We want that financial freedom.
And you know when you realize it, when you're in positions of power, too. That's going to hit you even worse.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you how I felt to you this week, bruh. I'm going to tell you. I was in bed, man. I'm going to tell you like this. I went on this little vacation. But in reality, I got to tell you, the last vacation we had, I wasn't playing around when I said this at work. I don't know if I told you.
Mm.
Our really, really last vacation that we really went, that you could say it was an actual vacation between my wife and I, was when we first got married.
That was over 11 years ago.
We've been slaving not just for our kids, but it's like we've been slaving to have the things that we have.
Just to live life.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we just finally went to South Park. We didn't even leave the state. We just went down the road, you could say. You know, 9-hour drive. You really take a flight, it's probably like 0.5.
30 minutes.
0.5, 30 minutes. You feel me? Yeah. But what I'm saying, man, I feel like after that trip,
You need that
you
more.
You have to start living life.
You got
to
take that moment.
Absolutely.
With your loved ones.
Absolutely.
You have to because work, and that's what I'm saying. If you ain't
work
able to
will
have
not
your own,
sustain you.
Mm-mm.
Work does not sustain your soul. Work does not sustain your soul.
No.
Work does not sustain your soul.
Amen.
It won't sustain you. Yes. It won't keep you warm at night.
No.
It won't. I'm just telling. I told him that. It will be there. Is it going anywhere? Does it move?
Nope.
It's still there when you look up, right?
Move with me or without me.
Exactly. The train moves with or without you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to sustain your soul, and it's not going to bring you true happiness because guess what? You still got them chains on.
Yeah. And when it kick you really hard, and I know we all do this at any job, okay. For example, you work at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, because when I was younger, I worked at McDonald's. And you have to rotate, you know, you really dedicated, you know, anything that you go, you have a job, so you're doing your job, restock, for example, the freezer. That's what I'm talking about. You're doing your job properly. You're like, well, you know, the truck came in, you got to rotate your burgers, the older ones, because of the date, so they can then put the ones that just came off the truck, put them in the back, and the older ones put them in the front, so they get utilized first, so you don't
first
have any
first in, first out.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, the dedication that you
I was
take,
a merchandising.
The dedication that you take as a person to go out there and do your job, but at the same time, then you get dogged out by upper management, little comments.
I remember.
Just little things like that. Then you be like, man, I'm sitting there.
It's snarkiness.
Like, I'm actually, working really hard. You don't even know the things that I save you a bolt, a nut. Like, in our field, it's like, anything that you save basically saves the company some money. But then when you got a big boss who come and talk to you and say, some stuff like, you need to have this unit out by this day or whatever, or have this done by this day.
Impossible type stuff because they ain't handling what they got to handle.
PO approved,
because they need money.
You didn't have the parts. They need money.
Yeah.
But it's my fault because you didn't do your part.
Right.
The logic to this shit does not make fucking sense.
Nope.
But my thing is that you wouldn't talk to a motherfucker that's your fucking color that way.
Nope.
But you'd rather talk to a motherfucker that's a different color because you feel that we're intimidated by your bitch ass. Well, these days, these motherfuckers is moving real different
That's how they walk.
Motherfuckers is moving different.
We're
moving the same way.
Like I'm talking about motherfuckers of skin color like us, is moving fucking different these days, and these motherfuckers do not like it.
Right. Right.
Man,
they
I'm sorry.
Because half the time we be knowing more, or we be more educated than the people that's above us.
No, we just know our worth now.
They put us.
yeah. where they want us.
Out, yo, cause this
That's
shit
good.
Is, this shit is,
they can't stand to see it, though.
Man, this, this shit
yo.
Is deep, man.
Yo,
so
they can't stand
deep.
To see it.
Crazy.
Hey, yo, I want to say something right now, too, to my brother, yo. Mm-hmm. And I always tell you this because I told you about, my, yo, I went deep with Tyrell with my, about my brother. You dig? I went deep about my brother, yo.
We going to edit it out, though.
No, we don't got to edit this shit out. No, I'm talking about in the aspect of basically, my like, when I talk to Tyrell, I talk to, because I always tell him, yo, he light-skinned like my brother, so he kind of remind me of my brother, kind of. So I always try to tell him, like,
light-skinned.
Only because he light-skinned, really.
No, like, it's, but I always have to explain to him, my brother always targeted me, the person that basically is always being the troublemaker, right? So as I'm always, not bitching, like, I don't be bitching at work. Like, I just be like, you see how we venting about shit like this in the work?
You're just very meticulous.
Right, so no, when I'm sitting here telling him about something and he might agree with me, I'm not saying that he might be thinking like, yo, damn, you bitch a lot, nigga. Like, fuck, you bitching, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, Terrell, hey. Blink twice.
No, but it's like, or I'm not trying to get him to view something. I might be like, yo, dog, like, this person is, like, he might tell me, yo, this person might, you know, he's this way. And I don't want to say the word, he might be this way, but I might be like, I'm like, yeah, man, he's this way. I mean, like, but I'm not trying to, what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to start shit, you know what I mean? But he views it the same way I view it, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Like, he be like, yo, bro, you ain't got to worry about that with me. Like, I know you ain't staring up no fucking problem or anything like that. I view it the same way you view it.
Right.
But see, my real brother, I'm saying my real brother would be like, in my younger days, I'm used to saying, I'm always got to explain something to Tyrell, and I'll be like, yo, I'm only explaining myself to you like this because in my younger days, my brother used to be like, You started the shit. You know what I mean? You're looking at it like you like a brother. You know how you always tell me a brother's supposed to basically, no matter what, ride and die with your...
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what.
Right or wrong. Right or fucking wrong.
Yo.
I wish my brothers would. I wish you niggas would.
My sister.
Yo.
My brother.
From a motherfucking friend.
Ride or die.
But he's not even blood to me.
He knows
right.
crazy as hell.
Yeah. But that's genuine.
I love that genuine passion.
Yeah.
Because you got passion and motherfuckers don't understand you, I don't look at it like that. Right. You know what I mean? I look at it like I see everybody, you know what I mean, for what they worth. That's just what it is. You know, you worth a lot to me, so I don't give a fuck about how these other motherfuckers feel. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. Because to be honest, have the same, like, do y'all feel the way he feel about me? You know what I mean? Like, he feel like a certain way. He gonna ride with me regardless.
Right.
Are y'all gonna ride that way?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
You already.
Oh, them.
No, you
right,
ride
them.
Oh, them.
No,
they not gonna ride like that. Hell no.
Why would I sit here and say... Because
the moment the man comes in the building, they're going to switch it up.
They're
going to
switch it up, and
they're going to
drop a dime with me.
We got to stick together.
In a discharge.
I'm tapping my hand, y'all.
You saw the video how the Mexicans walked out on that dime.
United we stand, United we fucking fall.
You know what I mean?
If black people was like that, we would be cool as a motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
We got to stick together out here in these streets. Because these motherfuckers don't care about us.
They don't.
They really don't care what you can do for them.
And every chance they get, they show us. It's just that because we live in the world with them, we have to get along. But they show you every chance they get that they think they're inferior.
Yeah.
And superior to you.
I had my first.
Gotta be like,
right.
I had my first up close encounter with a racist boss when I worked at that rail company. And I'm gonna tell you, it was a situation to where. The John Botham, whatever his name was, where they ran up in the apartment, the lady ran up in the cop. Accidentally.
Situation.
Okay. Yeah, this is my first day at work, Tiff. First day at this new damn job. I'm riding with the department to lunch, right? Mm-hmm. Her husband is a police officer. I didn't know that. I'm riding front seat.
It's the first day at work.
With my boss, right? She tells me. We're talking, like, one of the other coworkers that's Dominican put on the subject. So she's telling me, like, they're talking about the subject. I ain't saying nothing because, you know, I'm a ride or die no matter fucking what. And I'm going to speak
people.
My damn mind.
Black people.
Black people.
Black
okay.
People.
Black and proud, baby. Black
people.
And proud. So she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, that situation is so terrible. She's like, but since my husband is an officer, I can understand how somebody could be that tired. To walk in the wrong fucking house. Tip, I almost opened the door and threw myself out. I almost went, oh, bitch,
let me out.
Bitch, I'm riding with the wrong people.
Oh.
I had to say something. No, I couldn't be quiet. Bad. I said, no, ma'am. I don't understand that.
My father is a retired officer, and I still don't see the logic in that situation.
I said, no matter colors, an innocent man lost his life.
Right.
She's Caucasian. I said, no matter what you feel, an innocent man. She didn't shoot him
in the
fucking arm.
The bitch.
She didn't say, freeze, put your fucking hands up. She shot to kill. So how can you tell me that that's fucking acceptable? Because it's not.
Really? It never is.
To them, it always is. You know what I'm saying?
That make me mad.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to tell you this.
At that moment, I ain't going to be here long.
Right.
I'm just here for the fucking paycheck.
How the hell you even making
that? Ain't going to be here long.
But we gotta work with that.
The shit we deal
that's
with.
That's the type of shit
to,
that
to feed our children.
No, but the thing about it, you know what really fucking pisses me the fuck off? And I have
what
to say
really
just like that. This is what really gets me fucking going. When these motherfuckers be like, don't always pull the fucking racist card. Always pull the racist card, the race card. Motherfucker, you cannot compare. That's all I be thinking. You cannot compare.
Right.
When I look at these motherfuckers, when they say that shit, oh, it didn't even like that. It was never even like that.
But let me ask everybody a question.
I'd be like, yo, I wish you could live in my color or in my shoes for, and try to go through life, at least, you know, enough time to experience what a black person has to deal with on a motherfucking daily basis,
right.
Motherfucker.
So let me ask you a question. Has everybody in here experienced a racism event in their life?
Absolutely.
But they would say that they have experienced as well. As well, they would say they was, yo, these motherfuckers would say some
eyes.
Shit like that. I'm gonna keep it fucking real. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I'm keeping it real. You tell me. Anybody comment down below if you ever heard somebody tell you, I bet I got motherfucking more black people in my motherfucking family than you do.
My best friend is black.
Yeah.
I don't care, bitch.
I don't give a fuck.
If you have a count on how many black people
you racist.
You racist. The number getting a little bit too high. It's getting super high, so I gotta go.
I gotta eliminate some.
I hate the fact that when an event happens, you know what I'm saying, and let's say you might not be like that, you know what I'm saying, but when an event happens, and you know, you might have said some slur or some shit here and there, man, you racist, yo.
Yo, right is right and wrong is wrong at the end of the day. That's how I feel. Regardless of color. God looks at us all the same. So regardless of color, right is right, wrong is wrong. That's just what it is. I'm not racist. I wasn't taught to be racist. I don't teach my kids to be racist.
But what I'm saying is, it really is taught, though.
It's taught.
The experience that
you
get,
here,
you know, sometimes.
When you sit here and you see, like, that video that we seen, and that little boy's going to the park calling that lady kids turds, and the turds in the toilet, and this and that.
Yeah. I'm ridiculous.
Like,
but that's why we got to put our children up on game.
You got to be at home saying on TV or whatever you watch, yo, you, that's evil as shit. These motherfuckers is evil, yo.
So,
oh, my God,
so
yo.
What's the story behind it?
These motherfuckers is evil, man.
What's the story about? What did she tell her kids? Like,
okay.
Do you know the same
like
thing that come out your
that
ass?
Look like this.
Yeah.
That means they should be flushed down the toilet.
Right.
Bro.
Like, how did that story come
what
out?
What the fuck is wrong? Yo, it's a motherfucking disease with these motherfuckers, yo. Something's wrong
Black
with
Black is
these
beautiful,
people,
baby.
Yo.
Black is beautiful.
Yo, yeah. I don't understand. Yeah. If I could be reborn, I guess in the States to fully experience what... Because I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I mean?
I would never want to...
But what I'm saying is this. I'm born in Puerto Rico, right? And then I moved to the States 10 years later. So, like, I don't remember as a kid in Puerto Rico like this.
You experienced racism, though, right?
Get your point.
In Puerto Rico, I experienced some type of, like, okay, the clear ones.
The light-skinned ones.
Whatever, but I was a kid.
Afro-Latinos versus
Caucasian
Latinos.
But when I moved to the States, When I experienced that, really experienced like racism was in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me when you first moved here, they used to make fun of you because you couldn't speak English.
Yeah, they made fun of you when I couldn't speak English. All that shit. I mean,
yeah. Oh, little
but that was. That was
I used to make fun of him too.
No, you didn't. You make fun of me.
No, I did not. She's sucking and fucking you, so it don't really matter. Okay.
Facts.
Okay.
For sure.
Who came up?
Hey, he know English now.
You know English now.
That motherfucker told
you. I ain't mommy. Hey,
yo,
his first English word was E. Erica.
Yo, I told y'all it's time for a break. Nah, if y'all get me a break, I'm about to start effing up. Yeah. I'm about to start effing up.
Yo.
That was good.
We need that break.
All right, let's go. Y'all want a break?
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I played to the left, they went to the right, they tried to finesse me. Still running around with that blicky, I hope they don't catch me. Police had raided that spot, so we went to the next street. Feel like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm going retarded. He say I'm hardin', he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami, in the middle of the winter, and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running.
I cannot mention my homies inside of my song cause I know they be trapping a lot. I can't keep taking these pills when I'm in the trenches, they say I be capping a lot. I know a nigga who said he got rich all the dope, but I know he be acting a lot. I know some niggas who said that they took down the city, but niggas be lacking a lot, yeah. That shit was awful, nigga had that dog food. That day they shot you, I slid on the mongoose. You could not come back around me, you turned your back on me, I cannot forget. The police was lying, they said that they caught you, but nigga, they made you admit. Your name was fine, you put in that work, they took your stick, you a bitch. Fuck my ass, they be on my dick, they all be mad, we rich. Turn up.
Under 25, living like a boss, riding around with a chauffeur. I don't sell drugs, still be paranoid, keep looking over my shoulder. Niggas lying like I'm stealing swag, but it's my shit like I wrote it.
These rappers really nice as hell, I'm a different nigga when I'm pissed off. Many say he gon' press up on who? I'ma get the steal like I'm Chris Paul. Back to back to bourbons, I'm a big dog. I was in the slum serving fentanyls. Zombieland junkies having withdrawals. I've been getting to a lot of missed calls. Turn it off, what the fuck is he talking about? I should slap you for saying he hot as me. I don't know who could fuck me, honestly. They know I'm the man, so they watching me. Different color bands like Monopoly. Many must not be using his hair. If he thinking I don't keep a Glock on me, that's like suicide. If you play with us, got a better chance at the lottery. Call an ambulance when that chopper sweep. Make the crowd dance, choreography. Once I got a plan, ain't no stopping me. Three car garage, $1 million crib with a foreign bitch riding on top of me. A lot of people done said I want B shit. Well, I guess they owe me an apology.
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I played to the left, they went to the right, they try to finesse me. Still riding around with that blicky, I hope they don't catch me. Police had raided that spot, so we went to the next street. Tell like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm gonna retire. He say I'm hard and he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami in the middle of the winter and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running the cat and I'm working the red key.
Nigga, put that dread down. That shit bothered me.
Oh, that dread is doing what it wanted to do.
Come on, man.
I'm going to hook him up. All right, I'm going to do your hair.
I'll take your time and do it.
Nah, his dreads look good, though.
Listen, Jose.
God damn it.
Oh, that nigga smart.
Look,
big smart.
You see how big that head is? His head's so big because he's so small.
I'm not lying. You
chop me up, yo.
All right.
But I know you know I'm smart.
I tell you that.
I'm smart.
Who's your biggest fan?
I got that brain.
Who's your biggest advocate?
Me.
That's right. You better be your first.
You
gotta, cause I won't if you won't. Yeah, I'm not wasting my time believing on the motherfuckers who don't believe in themselves.
I know I'm alright. A little bit, you know.
It only took me how many years to get you here?
A
nigga.
I love the cockiness.
I'm from the motherfucking hood, so I was stubborn.
Exactly.
I was a stubborn hood.
You
ain't
believe in greatness.
Damn, you made.
Yeah. Exactly.
We can open up our own oil field company.
Exactly. I keep telling him that.
That is definitely true.
Oh, no, not an oil field company, logistics. But a frack repair equipment shop.
There you go.
Why do you think I sent y'all that business plan?
That's really legit.
Frack equipment?
That's oil field. Why?
That's really legit.
You already know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, you already know what's up.
Didn't y'all get the business plan, right?
Facts. We already got it.
I got it.
Facts.
So that means next week everybody need to be assigned a portion of that plan, and we all need to be doing our research and development. You dig?
And we're going to come up with a new business.
Everybody,
so many business plans.
Agree.
Yeah.
So many business plans coming up.
One part.
I believe,
need to come back to you with our research written.
It's like 23 parts though.
It is. It's a lot. So it's gonna be teamwork. So we all gonna earn this shit, and that's gonna make you feel even better about.
Can I tell you
shit.
Something? Can I tell
What's
you
up?
Something? I'm gonna tell you a scenario.
What's
right?
up? I'm Black Power.
I'm gonna tell
over
you.
Here.
I'm gonna tell you a scenario today.
I love it.
I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna just do the.
What is that?
The
people can't see the
dance. Hey, they can't see the
dance,
but I'm gonna tell you.
You
want to
see it?
Nah, your mom today put something in my head, like, and just kept on playing in my head. And you know, sometimes like you speak on something, right, and you be like, yo, you gotta put that stuff into action.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, mama.
You gotta put that stuff into action because you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta jump out there and just get it.
Right.
But then you just gotta go ahead and do it. So she was talking about that, you know, that fleet. Opening the fleet. Owning the fleet and stuff like that.
You
can
talk about business.
I've been telling y'all
this.
How long I've been telling y'all this?
But you just, no, but what's crazy is that y'all was just.
You just said it.
I've been sending back, Tim. No, Tim.
God worked in mysterious ways. He worked through me. And through your,
hey, he gonna tell you
mother-in-law.
More ways than one. He's gonna let you know.
Yo, I gotta throw my fucking nose. Yo, I'm gonna tell you like this.
It make your hairs on your arm stand up. The little that's there.
Oh, yo, Tip, you were just talking about this when? Just Friday?
Thursday or Friday.
And mom just kept on talking about this all day today.
I'm sick of saying it.
She's been telling me for weeks, and I'd be like, what I've been doing this week? Trying to plan on how I could get my shit back.
That was the plan 5 years ago. That was the original plan. But we put that plan on hold due to oil field services.
Right.
And I'm sick of seeing it.
Well,
I'm sick of seeing it.
It was oil field services, but I did have my license, but I lost my license because I forgot to do my physical because I was working. I was in full sale, and I was putting all my energy there.
He was working.
So he's like
7 hours a week, and he was in school.
Yeah,
but
I should have never let
it go. Accelerated program where you don't have time to do nothing but be. Y'all see my life.
Y'all already know.
I got my computer 2 seconds away from me because if I think of a thought, I gotta get it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's how deep it was, and that's how deep it was when he stopped driving. Well, stopped using his license because. They were even going to pay for you to keep your license. And he just didn't.
It would have.
He didn't want to do nothing.
I was just working.
He was so tired.
You know what
I
was doing? I was in there building frac pumps, hydration units, all types of stuff, you know, so.
But now's the time. Because guess what?
We got to get back to it.
If everything shuts down, guess what still moves?
We got to have our shit solidified. We got to be working
fast. It's always
going
to be there.
Everything got to hit the truck.
It's not going nowhere.
Everything got to hit a truck.
And now that we know that this new variant is out there and we know what's about to happen, we just plan back, black people.
Yeah, plan. Be smart.
Plan, black people. Plan.
Facts.
Okay? Plan to work from home.
Plan to work for yourself.
Plan to work for yourself.
Because you can, it don't matter because you can still move around in a truck. But if it's your truck, you by yourself anyway, so you don't have to see nobody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You could just pull up. Hey, look, here come my manifest. Bam. You go in there, give me with your mask on. You go back, see your truck. Wait till they're done. They hit your truck and you
nowadays,
go.
Everything is electronic. So it's getting to be more electronic to where you don't even have no contact with the people who working at that location.
Nope.
So
yeah, exactly. Probably like something on your phone.
Now is the time because if you don't get it started now, it's going to be impossible for you to move around when the world shuts down again.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to think about it. Once the world shut down, you can't go to no auctions. You can't do
the stuff that you used to do. You can't go secure contracts in person. Now you got to track people down through damn technology. And we all know how slickery technology can be.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now it's a different ball game. Right now that y'all already out there amongst the people, you can lay all the bricks on that so, end of it.
So I got a question.
What?
So you think this variant about to shut down the whole world again?
Nigga.
Man,
I think it is. Nigga.
Man, please.
Nigga.
I hope it don't.
Have y'all seen the numbers?
I haven't paid attention to the show since I've been working.
Me neither. Baby, you don't even have to pay attention to it. Just
but
check Google.
But Tiffin telling me, and then, you know, because Erica,
the
y'all
stock
been talking.
Market.
I don't know.
Y'all been talking.
Inflation. We just went through inflation. And guess what's
so
about to happen tomorrow?
We don't need to be out. We need to be wearing gloves like we was before.
We need to go back to pre-pandemic. Not pre-pandemic, but when the pandemic first started.
Remember when
we need to go back there.
Right around March,
yeah.
Where my grandmom died.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in New Orleans?
Yeah.
That's how you got to go back.
And I'm over here
wearing our mask.
Normal, dog.
Wearing our gloves.
No mask.
Oh, no, baby.
Yeah. Or we got to get the vaccine. That's what Tiff's dad called it. He's like, we all need to get the vaccine. Everybody else vaccine. Y'all
the
only ones
vaccine.
Ain't vaccine.
The vaccine.
Hey, we're just around the corner, but it's all. I mean,
this stressed me out just to think
know,
about it. But y'all
about
remember
that
how it was
mother,
back
man.
In April?
It was horrible. Well, actually, it was good.
March it was good
because I mean yeah we lost our jobs or whatever, we lost our income, but at the same time I got to stay home. I really became an engineer.
Yeah,
that
was a fun
year.
Time
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was good.
I was working. I was
for our busy
day.
Lives.
Yeah,
let's just slow down for a little bit.
Hey, yeah. Our weekend.
Man.
Yo, that was great.
We fought a lot.
Nah, I just think that you wasn't used to being at home,
so you was in your own way.
Yeah, so like all the crazy stuff that he never used to see during the day.
Oh, he got to see. Oh, turn up.
I was like, welcome to our life.
Tyrell got to know his kids on the whole.
He did too.
My thing is, no, I feel like trapped in the house. Not because of you.
He couldn't enjoy it. I could enjoy it because I worked my ass off.
Okay.
So to be able
to
sleep late.
I was managing the whole company.
I felt trapped because pre-pandemic.
I could enjoy my shit.
It was so much. Oh my God.
I don't want to go through the lockup like everything was limited. You couldn't have fun. You couldn't go.
Yeah, but we made it. Yeah.
Everything was closed. I'm talking about like the. I'm not talking. I'm talking about like how the outside world was.
Yeah.
It was like trap. It was like man, like limited to everything.
Okay. Okay. You complaining, but everything's open now, and look what the risk is by going out.
I get it. I'm just saying. When were we? Like, I'm just saying.
Guess what?
It's not, the way life
look,
is just.
Mr. Claustrophobic. Guess what?
Huh?
It was saving your black ass life.
Thank
okay.
You.
But see, we cannot shut the motherfucking world down. I got an Eagles game to go to. I got an Eagles game to go to.
Hey, okay, nigga. We made this September. After September.
No, listen.
No, we've been waiting on this.
I cannot go another year without sports or something like that.
No,
like,
listen.
You remember when basketball got shut down?
Yeah.
I was in Oklahoma. What
listen, we
oh
will make
God.
It. We will make it past then. It's going to get bad when the cold months come in.
Yeah.
Just think about all the
that's
careless
true.
People who don't wear jackets, who don't take vitamins.
No, who don't wash their damn hands with their
wash
nasty
your
ass.
Hands.
Their
that's
damn
true.
Ass.
Yo, that's important.
Yes, that's
and
it.
Then, that's why we mention it on every podcast.
Now,
y'all
wash
need to
wash
your hands.
Hands.
We need
wash
to put a PSA. Wash your damn hands.
Yo, and the Apple Watch
hands.
Helps you guys.
Oh.
If your Apple
oh.
Watch
oh.
It doesn't help you, it
hey.
Counts you down 20 seconds and
hey.
Then it tells you good job.
And they'd be like, I touched myself.
What the fuck you do
there? What does that mean? You touch everything in here.
Then what'd you do? How you point
you just
at me?
The doorknob,
oh,
the clothes,
I
saw.
I know I'm clean. Those are the comments that you...
No, ain't none of that.
Nah.
Ain't none of that.
Your nasty ass.
Guess what? Black America? Guess what? All America?
Wash your goddamn hands.
Please.
Okay? Or I have a tip for y'all ladies out there. If you extra like me, when you walk into the bathroom, go ahead and grab you a paper towel.
Right.
So you can touch that door to close it and open it, right?
Yeah.
And then you fold that paper towel on the latch while you up in there. So you ain't got to touch it to get up out of there. Okay?
Like,
that's y'all tip for the day.
I love it.
That's called leave yourself in that.
I love it.
You know? Make sure you prepared.
I'm extra. Too extra. You see how I was at the go-kart place?
Hey, I already know.
Hey, you coming out with the
you
with
extra,
the...
but I'll be hitting that lever with that foot.
Oh, me too. You think I touch that shit?
Man, I be hitting the John Cena leg.
Yo, I be like, Kaya!
Yo, I be hitting the Hulk Hogan leg drop on the joint.
Guess what, guys? I don't even use the restroom in public.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. And Gino, he's seen it firsthand. I will not shit in a public place. He know for a fact.
Never that.
He know I won't either.
Yeah.
I will not either.
I hold that motherfucker for 7 hours.
Yo.
I will hold my shit.
Hey, coming back from South Padre. Hey, babe, tell her how bad I was in pain.
Yo, that's how you was walking?
No. You got a picture of ass
cheeks.
I was hurting.
That's when you pull over and you find your best hotel in the area. I'm talking about 5-star. And that's when you go up in there.
Nah, because them motherfuckers don't even want to let you use a bathroom unless you get in the room.
Not if you're a member. You got a membership card, and if you walk up in the Marriott, they are not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you the bathroom right down there.
I will not shit in a public place. You can't pay me to shit in a public place.
Hell no.
Nah.
I got a problem.
You ain't coming out.
You can't pay me to use the bathroom in a public place.
No, I ain't sitting down.
Yeah, I ain't sitting down, and it ain't coming out.
No.
Look, G was like, just go in there. Look, G said, just go in there, man. Just try.
How long he tried?
This is what G said. He said, just go in there. Just try. I said, all right, G, I'm going to go in there and try.
He be coming home. His face be red. And he be like, I got a shit.
Yo, so he ain't even listening. Yo. G said,
I know. You ain't going to do it.
And I went in there and I said, I tried.
And what happened?
I did not shit.
I already know that. But it's too shy.
I'm going to tip in a road trip with me. I'm not shitting.
I already know you.
I'm going to be a mad motherfucker. Like, we got to get there. Hurry up. So I got shit.
We will drive all the way straight. And everywhere we go, you know we stay at the Marriott. But everywhere we go, we have to find a Marriott on the route. Because he's not going to make it. And it's so bad to where he's farting so bad in the car the way he killing us.
I drove to Florida.
Y'all.
He ain't shit at all.
Oh, my God.
Holy
yo.
Shit.
By the time we got to New Orleans and we got to that hotel.
I was like, where's that? Give me that motherfucking hotel.
I'm talking about he was in the bathroom for a good 3 hours by himself.
I can't shit in public places.
Nah, me neither, yo. I'll be like, ooh, my stomach.
And I had to clean the toilet like we was at home. Pine saw, bleach, all that shit. Like, get that bitch.
But motherfuckers be coming down like, bruh.
Yo, Jose be like, go take a shit, babe. I'm like, the fuck? Hell no, I ain't going to take a shit in there.
I can't.
Wait till we get home.
Yeah. I almost pissed my pants one time at a rest stop because I couldn't do it.
I go pee.
He farts shit.
I'll pee, but I ain't shit nowhere.
Hey. Shit. Don't get me talking about that activity.
Yo, what's up, Jose? Yo.
I done been with you.
Crazy part about it, we had Chicken Express for lunch, I think it was, right?
It was something.
And then we went to a smoke shop, and we ended up pulling over at a Chicken Express.
Another Chicken Express.
At the end of the
day. That's where he had to shit at.
I was like, yo, I had to go. Yo, you know when you eat hot sauce, like really something hot?
Oh my God.
You can't hold it no more.
That shit had to come out.
That shit was painful. That shit was painful, yo.
Oh, man,
that shit was painful.
That's hilarious.
Never again. This, man.
I almost threw up the
this
one
a shitty
time
topic.
I held my
Oh,
Bucky's.
Bucky's,
man.
Yeah,
now, if I had to shit, if I had to pick a place where I had to shit in public, it would be at Bucky's, okay? Shout out to you, Bucky's. Y'all keep that shit on point, okay?
Fact,
on point.
Yo,
ain't never
yo.
Ran into a dirty fact. Bathroom at Bucky's.
That is fact.
Never.
Yo.
Cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'd rather get in there. What you want from me? Is it true? You see, Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.